This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Another week for Generation Next. Good afternoon, good evening. Now, 7 o'clock. Hello, everybody. We are, of course, Youth Show. I say we, like there's someone else here. I'm all by myself tonight. That's okay. I can leave Kyle with you for Generation Next tonight all the way through until 8 o'clock. It's just gone 10 minutes past. I need your company tonight. I'll usually have Jacob here or Josh here. But as I say, I'm all by myself tonight. 0427-JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. You can also call Robert's out there, 1300-JOY94. I've got plenty of great music for you. And as well tonight, we've got a couple of, I'm catching up with Roz Ward from the Safe Schools Coalition because they got a bit of funding recently. And they've also started a new thing along with Minus 18 for called Stand Out. And it's challenging homophobia, and students are challenging the homophobia in schools, which is really, really exciting. So we'll be hearing more about that from Roz a little bit later on. And also Nathaniel from Minus 18 is coming to chat about the mask party they've got coming up and all the other great things that Minus 18 is doing, as well as Gay School. But it's all coming up before 8 o'clock on Generation Next.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to the Twinkiest Show on Joy, Generation Next.
As I said on tonight's show, we are talking to Roz Ward. That's coming up very, very shortly. And of course, as well, Minus 18. What are you up to on the weekend? Because we sit here on Monday nights now. And I'm always interested what people did on the weekend. This weekend was my first weekend out in a while, and I had a really good time. Let me know what you did. Let me know what you're doing right now. 0427 join up on. Like I said, I need a bit of company because I'm a bit alone. 0427 join 949. You can also call, of course, 1300 join 949. Robert's out there. When I come back from the next song, we are, of course, talking to Roz Ward. She'll be on the phone.
Generation Next. Love it.
It is definitely Generation Next, the show for Joy. It has just gone 18 minutes past 7, and I said before I need a bit of company, but Roz Ward is on the phone. Good evening, Roz.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. I'm all by myself tonight.
Oh, poor boy.
Poor me, I know. I'll get over it. Standout is a brand new initiative, I suppose, coming out of the Safe Schools Coalition. You do a lot of work. You are the Safe Schools Coalition. I'm going to put that hat on your head as well.
Yep.
Give us a bit of an update on the Safe Schools Coalition, because you recently got a bit of funding, didn't you?
We did. We were very pleased to hear an announcement from the Education Minister to say that we're going to get funding for $100,000 for the next year the Department of Education.
So what does that mean for Safe Schools Coalition?
Well, it means that we can carry on doing and building on the work that we've been doing already. So working with more schools, doing more training with teachers, working with more students, hopefully, in the next year, and really kind of building on where we've got to now. We've got 34 schools in
the coalition. And that's grown a lot really quickly, hasn't it?
It's gone, yeah. It's really taking off. We started when we launched... in October, we had 11 schools at the launch. So, we've now got 34. And if you want to see if your school's in there, you can check them out on the website.
Yeah, and it's still, as I said, mentioned before, that it's not compulsory for a school to go into it. With the
The
more schools that you're getting, what's the feedback getting stronger and stronger? Are you getting more constructive, criticism from the schools of how the program can be improved?
Well, we are, we evaluate as we go along. We evaluate our training, and I think schools have found it to be a very positive experience to be a member. And I think, schools often look around and see what other schools are doing, and they see schools in their area have joined this coalition and they've given positive feedback. I think probably, principals talk to each other and say, is it okay? And they say, yeah, no, it's good. And, the next school joins. So I think, the more that we get involved, it'll help to get more and more schools involved.
Very good. Now, Standout is something that's launching, I think, next week. Next week, I think. I'm going to say next week. Tell us a little bit what Standout is, because it's basically between Safe Schools Coalition and Minus 18, and the students are really getting behind it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. This is a fantastic project, actually. It's probably been one of my favourite things to work on since we started the coalition. And it's always fantastic to work with Minus 18. So this is really about students putting their voice out there. It's not the voice of the Safe Schools Coalition. It's young people saying, you know, if you're a student in a school and you want to do something to challenge homophobia, here's a guide, here's some resources. We're going to also have some... so it's kind of a basic guide booklet, a range of different things you can do if you're a young person who wants to challenge homophobia in your school, either on your own or with your friends or with a group, all different levels of activity that people can do. And then we're also going to have with it a package of resources, so a couple of posters that are brand new and stickers to go with it. And hopefully young people will pick up this guide and show it to their friends and, you know.
What's the process been in collating all the information for it? Was it going out to talk to the students first? Or?
Yeah, Minus 18 have done most of the work really on that. So included in the guide, there's some interviews with students who've done work in their schools already. We've also put together some guidance of, you know, steps you can take and, you know, challenges that you might face and how to overcome them based on, you know, students' experiences in Australia, in Victoria, in schools today. So it's really, I think it's the first of its kind in Australia to be, you know, written by students for students.
Yeah.
And I think people are really going to love it when they see it.
Well, what are some of the stories that the students are telling?
Well, there's a range of things. I won't give...
too much, because you've got to get the book.
I won't give too much away before the launch.
Yep.
But, you know, the young people talking about groups that they've started in their school or just general kind of ways to get active and, you know, feeling like this is maybe a bit scary and then realising that there are teachers out there who will support you or your friends join in, and how even just a small thing like putting up posters in a school can really make a big difference. And you might think, oh, well, I don't know if it's worth the effort or I don't know if I'm, you know, going to get in trouble for this or whatever. And then young people saying, actually, it was fantastic and people were really pleased that we did it and you should just try it because even the small thing will make a difference, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Is it something that you're hoping to be rolling out statewide, I suppose, in all the schools that the government's going to be behind?
Well, you know, we're using funding from the Department of Education to produce it. We're doing an initial print run of 4,000 copies of this thing, so there's enough for 4,000 students to get a hold of this, and all of the member schools will be sending it out to. But we kind of want students to be recommending it to each other and passing it on and hopefully getting excited about it. I mean, it's good if teachers have it as well, but it's really for students to pass on to other students and as a way of kind of getting people together who are doing stuff in schools as
well. Yeah, absolutely. Well, very well done on producing something that's really, you know, useful and something that's probably needed to be in schools for a lot longer. And where can we go to for more information on it?
Well, everyone is invited to come and join us at the launch. We've got a couple of special guests lined up, surprise special guests so far. If you go to safeschoolscoalitionvictoria.org.au, we have a story about the launch on the front page of the website. It's on the 21st of July, and all you need to do if you want to come along is just give me an email and all the details are on the website there.
Very good. And the website, one more time, is safeschoolscoalitionvictoria.org.au. For more information, I'm sure it'll be a very good night. I'll be there.
Excellent.
That might be one of the surprise guests.
People
might not turn up.
It's not a surprise anymore, though.
myself. Thanks, Roz.
No worries. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks. Have a good night. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Of course, a standout against homophobia in schools. Launch night on the 21st of July at 5 o'clock in Docklands. So it's nice and central, close by, and it's very exciting. Free to go. Jump on the website, safeschoolscoalitionvictoria.org.au. More information on there. This is Generation Next, 25 minutes past 6. Youth show for Joy. This is Joy 94.9.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games, and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's Play School.
It is time for another week of Gay School. It's just gone 7:30 on Generation Next, the U show for Joy. And Gay School is, of course, the time of the week when we go through everything that's happening for the young GLBTI people, opportunities, things that are happening around the community. Now, National Youth Week, of course, was earlier this year. Joy was right in the middle of it. And we talked quite a lot about the talent quest that's in there, the National Talent Competition, and win free stuff. Now, all the winners have been announced. And the experts selected the next big things in Australian music, design, filmmaking, photography, and writing. And, of course, the talent competition winners, there's some fantastic. There was, I think, two in each category. A few from Victoria. And I can't pronounce it. George Makranakis,
I think.
Congratulations. Andrew Pierce from Victoria as well, and Amy Blue from Victoria. They got them for Design It, Snap It as well, which was the photography section of it, and also Shoot It, which was the film one. And great stuff. And one of the names I picked up before was Trefan Koroshoff in New South Wales, who was in the Win Free Stuff winners. Now, he was in Water Rats. Ah, there you go. See, that's what, when I have nothing to do with my life, I know these sorts of things. And we've also, from the juniors 12 to 17 and the senior 18 to 25. So that's how it was broken up. Congratulations to Victorian winners. All very, very good. There's People Choice Awards as well. A few people from Victoria there who won that. So congratulations to those guys, because Youth Week every year, the talent quest is really big and the prizes are amazing every year. So next year, check it out. You can go to youthweek.com. And you can see all the works there, and see all the wrap up from the win. I got a message from Liam saying he likes the fact that I'm in bed with him at the moment on my lap. Okay. Also, the National Youth Parliament, the Victorian Youth Parliament, run by the YMCA. The teams that are in the Youth Parliament are called Copperfield. And one of their main bills this year they're pushing is the Marriage Equality Act. Next week we'll be speaking to them, speaking from Youth Parliament and also from Copperfield, about their plan for this, and see what their thing is, what their plan is for that. Young People Take Over Parliament House as well. Youth Week is all coming up. On the 11th, the 25th Youth Parliament will be sitting on Monday the 11th, Tuesday the 12th, and Thursday the 14th of July. So it's all next month, and next week we'll be catching up with them on what they're doing. Also, if you're planning stuff, because school holidays aren't far away, if you're planning stuff, 0427 Joy 949, let me know, because school holidays are all over the shop at the moment. There's plenty happening. We'll have a full guide next week, the week after, as well, of what's happening around Melbourne for the school holidays and what's coming up for you. I'm going to Sydney this weekend, and I want to know what your ultimate guide for Sydney is. I've been there a few times, and I feel like I've done all the main touristy things. We talk a lot about Melbourne, all the secret little alleyways you can go down in Melbourne and see all the hidden sites. What's the one in Sydney? 0427 Joy 949. You can call 1300 Joy 949 as well, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Let me know the little secret things you think I might enjoy. I'm in Sydney for the whole weekend. I've got plenty of time on my hands. Generation Next on Joy 94.9, 20 minutes to 8 on your Monday evening. Now, of course, I was saying before, SMS 0427 Joy 949, because I'm all by myself, I'm all lonely, I'm all boring. And I'm off to Sydney this weekend, so you need to let me know your best thing to do in Sydney. If you've got one thing that you could recommend I would do in Sydney, tell me. 0427 Joy 949, it's this weekend I'm off there. We've got a message from Campbell saying that he's listening on his app, and he loves it. Jacob messaged in because he's lazy and he was in bed at the moment, probably doing something. He didn't come in tonight, but that's okay. He's not feeling well. Hello, Jacob. He's got plenty for Gay School as well. And Sydney to do the Harbour Walk climb. You can do it. I don't know if I could make it up there. I would love to. I don't think I could make it all the way up to the top of the bridge. It would be an incredible view, though. And if Oprah can do it, anyone can do it. I can do it if Oprah can do it. I don't think I'm much like Oprah. But on the phone, someone who is a lot like Oprah in many non-ways, it's Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you going?
Nathaniel is, from Minus 18. We were talking to Roz Ward before about Standout. Now, Minus 18 has had a huge part in a contribution for that. Tell us a little bit how Minus has been involved.
Well, Minus was working in conjunction with, obviously, Rosward and Safe Schools Coalition to develop the resource, which meant a lot of work on both sides and talking to a lot of young people, running a lot of focus groups in particular, really fine-tuning all the content, getting real-life experiences and really finding out what it is that young people need to know to be active in their schools and to combat homophobia.
Well, it's actually a very awesome thing. And Roz was saying 4,000 copies have been made to send out across the schools. So it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, no, very exciting. So a copy is going to head out to every school, and then schools can request more if they need them or want them. So very, very exciting.
Yeah, now we often catch up with Minus 18 to see what's been happening, because there's so many social events happening all over the place. Your last one was a couple weeks ago on the 12th of June was your Speed Friendship.
Yep.
How did that go?
Very well. Had a good group of young people come along, and the challenge was pretty much to see how fast and how well could you get to know someone in about 5 minutes.
Bit of a challenge.
Bit of a challenge. It went very, very well. Lots of new friends were made and old ones, you know, get to catch up again, but overall it was a really, really good event.
Awesome. Now, the next one coming up is the Mask Party.
Yep. So our Mask Party is marking our 13th birthday. Since we were established in 1998, we've enjoyed, well, quite a few years of operation, but now, you know, we're finally hitting puberty. So it's our 13th birthday, and the theme for this party is going to be Get Your Mask On.
So what are we looking for? What kind of masks?
Pretty much anything that you'd consider to be a mask. The theme's quite open, really. And we're really, really keen to see how people interpret it and what they come along with.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's for people under 21. So it's not just up to 18 now. It's 21 as well.
Yep. So this event's being held at the Vault in Collingwood, which means that anyone who's 21 and under can come along.
Awesome. Find out more at minus18.org.au. Anything else exciting happening at Minus?
As always, we're working on quite a number of projects to do with our brain children, like Minus TV and also social events. We can expect a whole other range of social events to be released pretty shortly. And otherwise, just constantly lots going on.
The Minus 18 TV as well is on the website, and it's always plenty of fun, people jumping around doing stupid things. And there's also, as well, lots of interesting and informative stuff, such as articles on cyberbullying and guides and how Minus 18 is actually contributing into society and the community. So there's plenty to check out on the website. Nathaniel, thanks for joining us tonight.
Not a problem.
Minus18.org.au. Jump along to the Mask Party. As we say, there's going to be plenty of fun there, but it wouldn't be Generation X without a Gaga. It wouldn't be Generation X without a Kylie. So they're both coming up in the next 15 minutes of Generation X. Keep the messages coming in. 0427JOY949. If you do have the app, and if you don't have it, download it right now. iPhone, or iPad app for JOY94.9. Search for it, download it. If you've got it, message me on that. It's very simple. It's one push of a button. You can email or SMS me. But in the meantime, Gaga. This is Generation Next.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone tonight.
Now, any Neighbours fans out there? Neighbours has just announced a gay relationship full time in the show. Now, last year, of course, Chris Pappas, played by James Mason, came out, was the first gay character, and now apparently he might be getting a relationship, a bit of a boyfriend. Bobby Morley, who's played Drew Curtis in Home and Away before, is coming to play Aidan Foster, who's a male nurse in Erinsborough, new to Erinsborough, and there might be a bit of romance. So that's another thing on Gay School as well. And Jacob sent in, of course, I haven't even mentioned New York Senate has voted for gay marriage. So that's very exciting. We're going to be seeing, I suppose, a lot more, especially around New York, celebrity weddings. Plenty going to be happening in New York now. It's the centre of the world, pretty much. He was mentioning that Jacob was watching it on his laptop, and he kept switching between the live feed from the floor of the Senate and music. One of the songs they played was The Little Mermaid from Disney, of course, the Disney movie Little Mermaid. He reckons they might have known their target audience, which is probably true. I got more SMSs coming in. As I said, I'm going to St Kilda this week. Sydney this weekend. St Kilda wouldn't be a very exciting holiday, I don't think. Going to Sydney this weekend. And Andrew said I should go to the Ark nightclub because that's where the good nights are. And if that fails, there's a sauna around the corner. I don't know what you're suggesting, Andrew. I don't think it's very appropriate, really. Someone said the standard Stonewall Columbian Palms, but for the experience, Australian Square for the revolving view of the bridge and Opera House with tapas. That sounds pretty nice. Now, Australian Square, of course, on George Street. I've been there before, and it's beautiful. There's so much to do in Sydney, and it's such a different atmosphere. That's what I get really excited about. Now, I've been asking, what's the best thing to do in Sydney while you're in Sydney hanging around? This is Generation Next, of course, a youth show. If you've got something youth-focused, that might be fun. I'm still a little bit young. I'm not that old. Well, I am. I'll admit it. 22 is old, isn't it? For a youth show, it is. I had a message in from Anthony who said, go see a movie in Newtown. Anthony, I have no idea where Newtown is, and that does not sound like an amazing weekend out. I'm guessing maybe Anthony might work at the cinemas. Potentially? I don't know. 0427 join on for now. Only 5 minutes left of Generation Next. Plenty of music, though, to get us through as we do every Generation Next. You can check us out during the week on Twitter. You can just search or mention us, Gen Next Joy 949. Or you can also, of course, go on Facebook or go through the Joy website, joy.org.au. Now, I don't play Hines, you know, one of the Hines family very much on this show. I've never really listened to them. I do. I'm obsessed. But Denny Hines has a new song came out a couple last month, called Finger on the Trigger, which was a Donna Summer song very long ago, but she's funked it up a little bit. I'm going to play it now just before we wrap up, and the roundup comes up next on Joy 94.9. We got plenty of messages in. Jay message in, and he's a smart ass. He said, I'm so glad I tuned in at that exact moment. I didn't know Denny had a new song, and he's lost my number. That's on purpose, Joel. No, it's not. I'll message you later or something like that. Of course, this is in the end of Generation X. The roundup's coming up with Michael, Anastasia, and Ali. I'm waving at them. I remembered all their names, and that's lovely. Big thank you to Byron for the news at the start. Trev Sparks and Neats at the and Zoe, of course, a new addition. Robert was on the service test. I spoke to Nathaniel from 107 and Roz from the Safe Schools Coalition. They've got plenty coming up. Jump on our website, joy.org.au, for more information. Go to 107.com. .org.au or also Safe Schools Coalition Victoria.org.au for plenty more information. Tune in next week. We are talking to Youth Parliament about what they're doing because they're run by the YMCA and they finally set up. They're ready to go. Plenty happening. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Stay tuned during the week. Generation Next at joy.org.au is the website address, is the email address. Sorry, let us know what you're up to. Roundup coming up right now on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.